This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is the Morning Run, 7:36 right now. I'm Melissa Idris with Koo Soo Chuang. Now, it may be Friday, but there's a lot to look forward to on the business front. We've got OPEC and oil for one, billions leaving emerging markets, Malaysia included, for another. What should investors do? Well, for some answers, we have on the line with us from Chicago, Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us today. Now, this OPEC meeting, it's expected to be the most highly anticipated or contentious one since 2014. What are your expectations as to the outcome of the OPEC meeting, Tim?
Well, I understand Saudi Arabia is looking for a 600 million barrel per day increase, but I guess the talks range anywhere from there to 800 to a million to 1.5 million. But I think the fact is, well, the Saudis, I think, made a good point. They're worried about a shortfall, perhaps in the second half of this year of crude supplies. And I think that the other fact is that most of the OPEC nations couldn't produce more if they wanted to because they're at max capacity. So it really boils down, I think, to Saudi and also to Russia. So I think it's we'll find out. I do think however the dust settles, I do think that the crude's had a nice little correction here. But, you know, when you look at it, we're still well above in West Texas, 60. The Brent spread's, you know, still near 10 bucks. So I think that it's, to me, looks fairly bullish, I think, for the second half of the year. Poor crude, trade wars, and all this other stuff notwithstanding, I think the market's going to be in good shape.
Well, shortfalls are good for oil prices, isn't it, Tim? Isn't it in the best interest of the Saudis to keep oil prices buoyant?
Yeah, well, they're going to do the Aramco IPO. Expected. Everything's ready to go, apparently, and they're going to be, I think, targeting sometime by the end of this year for certain. And I think this new inclusion in the EM index is something that's going to probably hasten that development. So I think that that's definitely a plus.
So, Tim, you mentioned so it's not just this OPEC meeting, but there's also other considerations that investors need to take note of. You know, you mentioned trade tensions, geopolitics as well. What's top of your list in terms of worry right now, Tim?
You know, the trade war, you know, obviously a full-blown trade war would be a major concern. I have a somewhat different view in the fact that, you know, 40% of Chinese exports to the United States are re-exports of U.S. companies, firstly. And secondly, I think that, you know, I think Xi Jinping and Donald Trump have something in common. Both are trying to, you know, he's trying to make the party better again. Trump wants to make America great again. I think that the two have a fairly good respect for each other. I don't think this is going to blow into a full trade war. So I think what we want to do is I think there's going to be an opportunity out here, in my view, especially in commodities, when this dust all settles.
Well, now that both the Dow and the S&P have pretty much lost their gains for the year on a year-to-date basis, Tim, what are you telling investors to do? What are you telling your clients to do? Are you buying? Are you buying on dips in the last few days?
Well, I think the overall market in general, I think there's a chance that come July 1st, at the end of this quarter, we could roll over, have a nice correction, maybe 5%, maybe 10%. So I think the market's still going to have a rough summer ahead of it here. What I like to do is I'm a value person. I'm anti-growth right now because I think that, you know, with interest rates, which I still think are going to be trending higher, I don't think that plays into growth. And I think that people are paying way too much for growth. So I particularly favor small cap and small cap value. But value, I think, is where you have to be. And I also think some REITs offer some pretty good opportunities. And I really, really love some of the beaten down EM markets.
Could you tell us more about that? I was just going to ask, I mean, is this outside of the U.S.? Where are you looking at? Specifically, you mentioned the EM market. Where in the region?
Well, not China, that's for sure. But I think Malaysia, big commodity sensitivity, I think is going to play. Indonesia, I think, excellent opportunity. I think that the EM markets in general as a whole, with the exception of China, I think, but especially the commodity sensitive ones, because I really think commodity prices are set for a major bull market.
Tim, I like that you mentioned Malaysia, and I'd like to get more granular if possible. I'm not sure how much you know about the local country, but I mean, some of the big government and companies have lost a huge amount of their value. I mean, Telekom Malaysia, for example, is basically half what it was a year ago, let alone 6 months ago. What kind of sectors might intrigue you?
Well, I think first there's been some political uncertainty, I guess, with the political situation. But I think that the, you know, the energy, oil, I think that Malaysia is very, you know, sensitive, I think, the economy is to the price of oil. And if that's the case, then I think that's, number one, the energy sector is certainly one place to, I think it's definitely going to be a benefactor here.
Okay, just a quick view from you, since you mentioned Aramco, one of the biggest IPOs this year. What about Xiaomi? Yeah, now that they are going to not list in China, Hong Kong, and they are, I think they've scaled down their ambitions as well. What's your view on that? Are you going to be taking part, having a look at it maybe?
No, that's not really my cup of tea on those things. However, you know, I know Qualcomm and some, there's a great big interest. I think that, you know, I think they were looking at, what, $10 billion or so raising, and now I think it's down to around $6 billion or so. But I, in a valuation level, my goodness, 51 times, you know, and I think 29 or so times next year earnings. It's pretty lofty expectation, but a company that has such great potential. So I also think that, you know, they're driving up the liquidity or squeezing liquidity in Hong Kong and getting ready for, you know, for the interbank market, for setting up for margin financing for this IPO as well. However, having said that, I think that the valuation is a little too rich for me. But I do think the company is good. But a good company doesn't necessarily make a good stock. So someone else can play that momentum game.
Thanks so much for your thoughts there. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. Up next, we'll be looking at what's making headlines locally. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.